Oakwood, PD here again, and I just wanted to thank Carter Findlay for being with us for the past 6 months as our youth ministry intern. It's been a joy to be able to pour into his life, a young man looking at possibility of ministry and giving him some resume experience in things like leadership and in speaking to teens and leading a youth ministry. And I'm just excited that we were able to do that for him. And I'm thankful for the time he gave to us. We'll continue to pray for this young man as God will lead him in his future to determine what is next. But I would like for us as a church to be thankful for the time we had with him and welcome him to the stage right now as he preaches a sermon to us on his last Sunday here. Thank you, Carter. God bless you and whatever's next.
All right, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, it is sad. I've had a great time. The last 6 months have been amazing, a great opportunity to grow. I was joking with some people here that when I came, I thought I was at ground zero, so I was ready to go, and I found out I was actually at ground negative one, and I had a lot to learn. And now that I'm leaving, I'm finally at ground zero again, so we are all set for whatever the Lord has next, right? All right, well, I just want to thank you again for just being able to encourage me through my time here as well. I do want to mention something, too, tonight at Youth Group at OSM. Abe Mount's actually coming and speaking to the teens. So if you know any of your teens or if you're interested in hearing that, it's for a short amount of time tonight. Come hear it around 6 to 8, and that'll be an awesome time to hear Abe. That's good. So I'm really excited about that as well. We're going to start off as talk about ambassadors of God's kingdom, our scriptural mandate to share the gospel. Let me turn this thing on real quick so this thing does it. Okay, there we go. We're going to start reading through 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 21. If you guys want to turn with me to that, this is where I'll be today. All right, so 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 21. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we were at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, but we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so each one may receive what is due for what he has done in his body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known to you also, your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but you may... But giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearances and not about what is in their heart. For if we are besides ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who might live may no longer for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh. We regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the whole world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ, for God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin. In him, we might become the righteousness of God. Because of the gospel, we should share the gospel freely. And that's kind of funny, right? Because of the thing that we're sharing, we should share it freely, right? But it's so important that the gospel itself is the reason why we should share it freely. So, I talked to you during Thanksgiving message about how we should all be thankful in all circumstances and that we should have the gospel in our hearts, right? So are you thankful for the gospel? I'm going to ask you again. I told you I would. Has that been on your mind? Have you kept that close to you? Or did you put it on the shelf like I was talking about then? I talked about putting the Lego fucking Lego set on the shelf. Only taking it out when you want to play with it or use it, have fun with it, right? But then you just put it off because you just, you know, put it off to the side. Have you been keeping the gospel close at hand, or have you put it off? I know that the holidays are over, you know, not as thinking about much of the Christmas story and everything, but have you been keeping the gospel on your mind? I just want to ask you that question right now. And All right, are you still thankful for the gospel? And then what steps are you taking to share the gospel with yourself and others? It is so important to keep sharing the gospel to yourself and to other believers. Even though they know it, it is very important to keep that on your mind, keep that on everybody else's mind, because of how you should be sharing it constantly. So I have a little analogy here with this Rubik's Cube. And now, analogies don't always work perfectly, because I know some of you know how to solve this, so we can't, I'm not going to use this completely in that analogy. So let's just assume that all of us can't solve this at all, right? And let's say this is perfect. This is us, perfect, without any sin, right? Now, what did Adam and Eve do, right? Well, they sinned. They messed it up, right? Now it's all messed up. And then, you know, their kids came into the world, but all their kids are messed up as well, right? And then every single one of us, we are born to this world imperfect. We have sin in our lives, right? That's messed up, right? But all of us, we try to do stuff to make it better. We'll come to church, right? We'll give the offering. We'll do these certain things, right? We'll pray. We'll read our Bibles constantly. We try to do those things to fix ourselves, and we're not going to get anywhere. Well, we have to remember, you know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever will believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Right? Only because of what God has done for us can we become saved. And what we must believe and remember is that we need to give our life to Christ and believe with our heart that God sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins and that he rose again on the third day. And if we believe that, we'll become pure, right? So I just want you to take this. Like I said, the analogy doesn't always work, because some of you know how that works. So, just think that you can't solve it. I'm talking about Abe over there. Abe knows how this works. Think of this as, because we can't do it on our own, only because of what God has done for us. There's some great other ways that you can share the gospel to others and yourself, using analogies in a different way. But I think it's so important to keep this on our minds constantly, because of being an ambassador of Christ and what this means for us. All right, point one, understanding our identity as ambassadors. Now, you probably know what an ambassador is. An example is the U.S. ambassador goes over to different countries. It doesn't conform to their country, but he'll bring the U.S. with him. He'll eat there. He'll do everything that the U.S. has and kind of represent the U.S. in that way. This is the same thing for us as ambassadors of Christ. The U.S. is not our home. As a believer, the kingdom of God is our home. That is where we are to be, and that is what we are to look forward to. We are citizens of heaven, set to represent God, who is our king. And this world really needs this, right? As ambassadors, we are to go share the good news of Christ. Philippians 3:12 through 21 says, "Not that I have already obtained this, or I am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize, upward call, God in Christ Jesus." You know, the earth is not our home. We are pressing on to what Christ has for us, and we need to live like that. We can't live like the earth is our home and conform to the earth and the world and everything that has for us. We need to conform and be Christ's, right? Verse 15, "Let those of us who think they are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that to you also. Only let us hold true what we have obtained. Brothers, join in imitating me and keeping your eyes on those who walk accordingly in the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you, and now I tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of God. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and their glory is their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, for where we await our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to even subject all things to himself." Christ is our King. He is the one we are to be ambassadors of and bring that to. And now, being ambassador is not a part-time role, guys. We can't just take it sometimes and not other times. It's not a title. We don't keep that on our lower ambassador of Christ. It is our identity. It should be our identity in Christ as ambassadors, living our lives according to the scripture. And now there is a scriptural mandate to share the gospel. And where is this at? Matthew 28:9-20, which says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." This is not a suggestion. This is a command for us to go share. Now, this doesn't have to be overseas, right? We don't have to go overseas to do this. We can do this right where we're at, right where we're living as ambassadors, because the U.S. is not our home either, right? So we need to go out as ambassadors sharing the good news to everybody, the hope of Christ, what he's done for us. This is your home, friends, neighbors. You can serve the Lord right where you're at, right now. If no one goes, how will they know? Romans 10:14 says, "And then how will they call on him who they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him who they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" The world needs to hear about this good news. If we're not going, how are they going to know? We're not the ones saving them. We're not the ones bringing them to Christ. But we are showing them. We are being them as an ambassador, delivering the message of the good news to those people. Everyone must give an account before God. In 2 Corinthians 5:6-11 says, "So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, we have good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So to live is Christ, but to die is gain. But if to live is Christ, we need to live as Christ, right? So whether we are home or away, we make it our aim to please him. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be held, receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." All of us are going to be before the throne of God someday. We all stand there before him, as believers and unbelievers as well. So what should we do? Verse 11, "Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known to you in your conscience." We must persuade others as ambassadors of Christ, bringing others to Christ and showing him that he is our hope, right? That reminds me of the big reason why I did not want to, or I wanted to become saved when I was a young kid. I was like 6, is because I was afraid of hell. I did not want it. I was terrified of it. And that was one of the main reasons why I asked Christ in my heart. I believe I was saved that day, but it wasn't until I went to Barrakel and around age 10 that I realized that living for Christ is so important for every single one of us. And that is our scriptural mandate to do that. Then I realized my fear of hell was still there, but it wasn't for me anymore. It was my fear of hell of others going to hell. And I did not want that, and I wanted to share. And that's always been on my heart to do. This is the exact same way it's talking about. They're all going to have to give an account. I was afraid for them because all unbelievers are going there. We need to share. Because of Christ, we strive to spread the hope of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:12-17. "We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you the cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearances and not about what is in the heart." We cannot boast in ourselves in our good works that we've done, right? We can't do it. I showed you the Rubik's Cube. You know, we can't solve it on our own without Christ, so we can't boast anything. We can only boast in what Christ has done for us. We can do nothing apart from God's commands and love for us. There is a lot of people out there who are turned away from the gospel because it talks about sin and doing something wrong. So don't become a stumbling block in your own self by pumping yourself up in the gospel itself. Make sure you're not a stumbling block. Make sure you are caring for them and showing them that Christ is the only one who did this, and he wants you as well. Verse 13, "For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who might live no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised." As believers, we are dead to our sin now. God took it upon himself. He cleansed us. Verse 16, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh. We regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Being in Christ, we are the new creation. So we also must not look at other believers as of this earth, but as the heavenly kingdom. We are all ambassadors here. We need to encourage, bring each other up in this way, remembering that Christ gave us the endurance to keep pressing on, not our own power. and because of his love for us. We need to encourage each other with that as well. And being an ambassador is our biblical mandate. 2 Corinthians 5, 18-21. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God is reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting us to the message of reconciliation. We need to bring this out. We are reconciled to God. Everybody needs to hear the good news. Verse 20, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he might be made him sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Because we are ambassadors, we are to share the gospel with others so that we become saved. Only by what Christ has done for us, not of our own works at all. This is the reconciliation through being an ambassador that we need to do. Alright, how to share the gospel and some scriptural principles. You probably know how to share the gospel, but I'm going to give you some key verses and some points that will really help us move through this and think about it on our daily lives. Boldness in the gospel. Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first to the Jew and also to the Greek. We can't be timid. We can't be ashamed of the gospel and what it holds of Christ. I know there's people out there. I myself was afraid of losing my God for certain times. But that should give us the more important power, understanding that God is the one speaking through us. If we get fired for sharing the gospel, so be it. We did it for Christ, right? And also being bold as well. It isn't just for pastors and missionaries. It's for every single one of us here. In love and gentleness. 1 Peter 3:15 says, but in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and love. Our message should never be harsh, condemning, but filled with grace. We are not forcing the gospel down people's throats, even though we want to sometimes. We need to show them the love of our King. By our actions, Matthew 5:16, it encourages us, let your deeds shine before others, so they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This reminds me of a story when I was working as a janitor, cleaning bathrooms, really fun stuff, guys. And I remember one day, I always try to keep myself, try to show Christ through my actions and try to always have a right attitude, even though it's not fun and doing all that. So one day, I was struggling going into work, and I remember I got upset at one of the people because three people decided not to show up that day. It was on us, and I yelled at two of the people there, and immediately I was like, I just failed. I did not show Christ through my actions there. So immediately I turned around and said, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? I raised my voice. I did not mean to do that. And throughout the rest of the day I was working, I just felt like I failed. It was terrible. And then those two people came up to me later. Actually, one was my boss and went, I want to thank you for earlier. I went, thank you for yelling at you? What? What'd I do? They said, no, I want to thank you for coming to us. We thought you were just a robot because you're always so kind and nice and everything. We realized you're human, just like us. But there's something different about you. You ask forgiveness. No one does that. We want to thank you because you showed us something different about you. That really made me just realize, wow. Through my actions, in different ways, we can show Christ through it. Even by just asking forgiveness when we have a hard day. Because we're going to have hard days out there. Right? Number 4, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8 promises, but you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. We are not alone in this mission either, guys. The Holy Spirit is there with us. I've been on so many mission trips where I've gotten a hard conversation with people I don't know where to go with. And I'm just like, all right, Lord, I need your help. I don't know what to do here. We are not on our own when we are sharing the gospel. The Lord is with us. The Lord is the one that will grow those seeds. We are planting them, we are putting them there, and he will take them forward. And 5, with perseverance and patience. Galatians 6:9 reminds us, let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Sharing the gospel is a process that requires endurance. Especially with our families and our loved ones who are unbelievers, it is really difficult to share and to reach out to them. We mustn't grow weary of caring for our loved ones' souls. It might take a while, but we might never see the work done here by our own hands. We must be patient and loving, just as Christ waited for us, right, in our unbelief. Now, there are challenges and fears going into sharing the gospel. I mentioned at work being fired is one that we can think about. Some of us feel inadequate to talk, inadequate to share the gospel. Some of us feel like Moses, right? I can't speak. I don't want to speak. I can't do it, right? But God used him to do what, right? To bring them towards the promised land. He didn't go to the promised land, but they brought him to the promised land, right? How often do we fear sharing the gospel itself? It's one story of when I was a camp counselor about 4 or 5 years ago. And I got there. I wasn't supposed to counsel, but I was thrown in literally almost an hour before. I was like, okay, here we go. It's going to be great. I'm excited about it. I get all the 8 campers. The first camper comes up and starts swearing at me and saying, all of my other campers, you don't have to listen to our counselor because we can believe whatever we want because all roads lead to heaven. And I went, what? Where'd this come from? And I was worried. And I tried saying, hey, let's tone it down a little bit. And he would not listen at all. And I was afraid. I'm like, what am I going to do? This whole week's starting off great. Through that, I went to talk to the speaker and to my counselor as well. I'm like, I don't know what to do. We prayed, and he said, the Lord has a plan. You might not see it now. The Lord has a plan in this. Do not be afraid of this. That day, right after that message, the kid came back and goes, hey, I learned something new today in chapel, that there's only one way to heaven through Christ. Can I put my faith in Christ right now? And I went, what? You want to do what? I was so surprised. So he put his faith in Christ there, and I genuinely believe it was. But I was a little like, okay, we'll see. I want to see how things are going this week, because it's just at the beginning of this week. And that day, he tried to swear, and then I was like, no, I'm a changed person. I can't do this. I was like, that's really cool to see him already do this. That night, I was putting them all in bed around midnight, and I saw he was missing from his bed. I went, oh, no, where'd he go? I can't find him. I looked all around. I opened up the bathroom door. There he is, reading the Bible on the ground with a flashlight. And I went, wow. And then he asked me, because he just got that Bible that day, he goes, can you show me those passages that talk about living for Christ now? I want to find this out. I've never seen this before. And to me, it took me a long time to figure out how to live for Christ, for him to want to do that right there. That just made me so excited. And the whole rest of the week was awesome to see all the other campers were like, it was just like kind of a revival in the group. It was really, really cool to see. But understanding that often we fear, and that time I was really afraid to share it, because I'm like, I'm just going to be shoved down, turned away. But for God to turn that around is such an amazing thing to see. So cool, looking back on it. Don't let your fears overcome your love for the individual. Such an important thing for us. Sharing the hope that you have in Christ should be the first and foremost part of your life. And the reward of a faithful ambassador. Now, when I say reward, we think of, oh, what earthly reward are we going to get? No, that's not what it is. There is great joy and reward in fulfilling our calling for Christ. Not only are we bringing hope and we see people come to Christ and that excitement in that, we're also honoring our King. There's nothing more rewarding than honoring our King who saved us. One day I hope to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, wouldn't you? The seeds we are planting today will bear fruit for eternity. Our reward is nothing on this earth at all, but Christ and his holiness. Christ is our reward. Now, the music team, if you want to come up, I'm going to conclude with this. As ambassadors of God's kingdom, we are entrusted with the greatest message ever given. How often do we post on social media when our favorite team, our favorite movie comes out? Something that we're so excited about. How many times do we post it? I posted that the Pistons won again. I was excited. I was like, let's go, right? How often do we do that? How often are we sharing the gospel out? The greatest message ever given. The greatest book ever written. The greatest words ever spoken. How often are we doing this? Of what? Of salvation through Jesus Christ. Let us not take this responsibility lightly. We must be ambassadors for Christ. And may we represent our King and his kingdom well with boldness, love, and unwavering faithfulness. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you that we have been able to come together to glorify you. I pray you can keep the gospel on our hearts moving forward, and that we will be able to grow all together as ambassadors for you. I just thank you again for saving us and pulling us close to you. I pray that we can be able to share that hope to everybody who comes through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everyone rise as we sing our closing song. We're closing with what we started with, so high energy. Remember the clapping, because I don't want to have to stop again. So, all right, that's it.